Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, December 18th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. State data shows 1 in 3 Urbana students was chronically absent last year. That means they missed 10% of school, with or without an excuse. Urbana School District 116 has been campaigning to keep children in school for more days. Jennifer Hickson is a school board member. She said at a board meeting this week, it seems unfair to bar students with excuses from attendance incentives.
One family had COVID, so the kids missed 5 days. They obviously stayed home for 5 days, so now they're not eligible for any of the little parties and stuff. So that seems kind of punitive for having done what they needed to do.
Superintendent Jennifer Ivory Tatum says parents with such specific situations can call their student's principal so the student can still participate. State lawmakers are concerned that chronic absenteeism has stayed high after the pandemic because students who are chronically absent are less likely to read by third grade or graduate on time. A new law requires the state to create a task force of teachers, social workers, and other educators to address the issue. A state task force is investigating why violence against women and girls in Chicago is disproportionately high. The group recently released their recommendations for entities addressing this problem. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The group reviewed data from the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office and found that between 2017 and 2022, nearly 3/4 of all female homicide victims were Black, and 80% of murders against women were due to gunshot wounds. However, the group noted they need more data, such as DNA testing results, to do more in-depth analyses, and that would require more funding. The 18-person task force is recommending the office expand their data collection to include pregnancy status, sex assigned at birth, and gender identity. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Downtown Urbana's Courier Cafe remains closed due to structural issues. In a statement, the longtime restaurant says there is an issue with the brick on the building on the south side. The scope and severity of the problem is not known, so as a precaution, the cafe is closed temporarily. The building was constructed in 1903. It was home to the Urbana Courier newspaper for more than 70 years. Illinois' new vaccine advisory committee voted to continue giving the hepatitis B vaccine to most newborns. A federal advisory committee voted earlier this month to end a long-standing recommendation to vaccinate newborns against liver infection and chronic disease. Dr. Marielle Frischone is the chair of the Illinois Immunization Advisory Committee. She says she did not see any evidence that warranted the change in the vaccine recommendation.
Looking at the Illinois and Chicago data, I continue to think that given the gaps in care that we have, this is the appropriate policy.
The guidance now goes to the Illinois Department of Public Health, which earlier this month said it would recommend the vaccine. Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, cloudy and windy with rain likely in a high of 52 degrees, with a southwest wind 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, blustery, and colder with a chance of flurries and a low of 15 degrees. West wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 30 degrees. West wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 25 degrees, south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, and for Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high of 46 degrees, with a south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, fraud is all around us, from pyramid schemes to spam calls. Illinois-based forensic accountant Kelly Richmond Pope talks about why people do it in her book, Fool Me Once, Scams, Stories, and Secrets from the Trillion-Dollar Fraud Industry. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, December 18th, the premier event, Film Fanatic Movie Nights, is at Gallery Art Bar in Urbana. There's a showing of the movie The Fall at 6:30 p.m. and at 9 p.m. Again, you can catch The Fall at Gallery Art Bar on Thursday, December 18th.
And that same evening at 7 p.m. at the McKinley Memorial Presbyterian Church in Champaign, you can attend the Amasong Winter Solstice Concert. Enjoy music by Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. You can find out more information at amasong.org.
And on Friday, December 19th, a holiday night at the museum from 3:30 to 5 p.m. at the Museum of the Grand Prairie in Mahomet. Explore the museum, enjoy holiday crafts, and you can meet a holiday special guest. Adeline, I don't think that this is like the movie where the museum comes to life, but
though that would be kind of amazing.
That would be amazing. But you will be able to do a lot of fun things at this. Again, that starts at 3:30 at the Museum of the Grand Prairie on Friday.
And if you're in the mood for some musical theater later that night, you can head over to Fisher Theater in Danville at 7 p.m. for Annie. This is the beloved Broadway musical running one weekend only. The Friday performance is at 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday performances are at 2 p.m. Kimberly, do you have a favorite song from Annie?
I do not have a favorite song from Annie. And as you are asking this, what is the song? You're Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile. That's from Annie, right?
You can find tickets at the Fisher Theater website. Again, that is Annie at 7 p.m. on Friday.
On Saturday, December 20th, Winter Lights in downtown Urbana. This was rescheduled from last weekend because of the weather. But starting at 6 p.m., you can walk through an immersive light installation and see projection artwork. Visit urbanail.gov for more information. And on Sunday, December 21st, there is a Christmas pop-up bar and live music at Alto Vineyards in Champaign at 2:30 p.m. Enjoy live music by Rob Patton and Lori Simon, Christmas decorations, specialty cocktails, and more.
Also on Sunday, December 21st, celebrate the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year, with a bonfire, holiday glow, and food and drink at Allerton Park and Retreat Center in Monticello. This event is running from 5 to 9 p.m. You can find out more information at allerton.illinois.edu.
Adeline, the shortest day of the year is a woman who's very important in my life. It's her favorite day of the year because she says that then it means it's just going to get brighter every day.
That is a great way to look at it, especially in this cold winter season.
Yes, it is. Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And some notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who's included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change, and if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Mawa Iqbal, Reginald Hardwick, Katie O'Connell, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.